Israel Folau is the Australian rugby union player who had his contract torn up over a social media post that claimed homosexuals, among other people, would burn in hell. Now, Folau launched legal action against Rugby Australia, and just recently he turned to GoFundMe, which is a crowdfunding platform to cover his legal costs. Well, now GoFundMe has shut down the page. They say that they won't tolerate the promotion of discrimination and they're going to return all of the donations that he had raised, which was around $750,000. Tasmanian Liberal Senator Erica Betts has been defending Folau's right to free speech throughout the ordeal. He joins me now. Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon, Lucy.
A lot of people are saying that as a millionaire athlete, he should be able to fork out the money himself. Do you agree with that?
Look, it's up to our fellow Australians whether they want to donate or not. We live in a free country. I think most people know that Izzy Folau in the past earned a pretty good income from Rugby Australia. He is currently now without a job. He set up a GoFundMe campaign, and if Australians want to donate, that's fine. And with great respect to GoFundMe and those saying, oh, this is unfair, never once before has GoFundMe put an income test on any individual wanting to have a GoFundMe page. So the question is, why for the first time ever have they done this to Izzy Folau? When, might I add, they've got a GoFundMe campaign page for the building of a mosque in Western Australia. Now, your listeners might be interested to know what the views potentially might be of that particular mosque and the Muslim teaching in relation to jealousy, adultery, homosexuality, etc. And one wonders why Izzy Folau gets shut down, but this particular one doesn't.
GoFundMe has said, and I quote, they are committed to the fight for equality for LGBTIQ people and fostering an environment of inclusivity. Is this within their rights to keep their platform in line with their views?
Well, Lucy, you just read it out and I cannot help but see the irony in it. In the name of inclusivity, they've excluded Israel Folau. In the name of tolerance, they've discriminated against Israel Folau. This double speak surely stands out to everybody as being completely unsustainable, hypocritical, and it's clear that they're wanting to push one side of the debate. That's fine, but don't make up all these excuses and pretense as to why they've stopped this page, especially in circumstances where they've seen how popular the page was, with over $750,000 being raised in a very short time by over 9,000 of our fellow Australians. That's a pretty big donation package, with a whole lot of small ones if you divide that by $9,000.
Erica Betts, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.